Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Directions Module, Unit 4, Production Tape 1. The situations on this tape are set in Taipei. On this tape, you'll learn some useful expressions for getting around within a building. Before learning how to say these things, test your comprehension of them. Put the following exchanges into English. Number 1.
请问餐厅在哪里?
May I ask, where is the dining room?
坐电梯到二楼。
Take the elevator to the second floor.
下了电梯就看见了。
When you've gotten off the elevator, then you'll see it. Number 2.
请问你们这里有没有理发的地方?
May I ask, is there a place to get a haircut here?
有。 下了楼梯左边就是。
Yes, go down the stairs and it's just on the left. Number 3.
几楼卖地图?
On what floor do they sell maps?
二楼。
Second floor.
怎么走?
How do I go?
往后一直走。
Go straight to the back.
上楼,右边就是卖地图的。
Go up the stairs, and the map department is just on the right. Number 4.
洗手间在哪里?
Where is the washroom?
在那里,往里走就看见了。
It's over there. Go all the way in, and then you'll see it. If you had any problems with these sentences, rewind the tape and work on them some more. If you understood them all, you should begin learning how to say them. Listen to this first exchange. We're in a large hotel in Taipei.
请问,餐厅在哪里?
在二楼。
Repeat the word for dining room.
餐厅。餐厅。
Repeat, where is the dining room?
餐厅在哪里? 餐厅在哪里?
Repeat, may I ask, where is the dining room?
请问,餐厅在哪里? 请问,餐厅在哪里?
Try asking the question yourself now. May I ask, where is the dining room?
请问,餐厅在哪里?
在二楼。
Again.
请问,餐厅在哪里?
在二楼。
Listen as the conversation continues.
我坐电梯到二楼,下了电梯往哪边走?
下了电梯,往右走,就是餐厅。
Repeat the word for elevator.
电梯。电梯。
In Chinese, when you take an elevator, you ride it. Repeat the prepositional verb to ride.
坐。坐。
Notice that the prepositional verb to ride is 坐, with a falling tone, and the word for the direction left is 左, with a low tone. Repeat, I take the elevator to the second floor.
我坐电梯到二楼。我坐电梯到二楼。
Notice that when talking about the number for 2 is R. Repeat, I take the elevator to the second floor.
我坐电梯到二楼。我坐电梯到二楼。Now
repeat the verb to get off, literally to go down.
下。下。Repeat
when I've gotten off the elevator.
下了电梯。 下了电梯。
Now repeat the word for which side or which way.
哪边哪边
You've already seen that the bound word 边can be attached to the four directions as in 北边and to the words for in and out as in 外边 Now you see that it can also be attached to the words 这、那、and 哪 giving the words for this side, that side, or which side. Repeat, which way do I go?
往哪边走往哪边走
哪边is translated here as which way rather than which side, because it can refer to large undefined areas as well as smaller areas. Repeat, when I've gotten off the elevator, which way do I go?
下了电梯往哪边走下了电梯往哪边走
Try asking the question yourself. You'll get a reply.When I've gotten off the elevator, which way do I go? Again.
下了电梯往哪边走
下了电梯往右走就是餐厅
Listen to the whole conversation now.
请问餐厅在哪里
在二楼。
哦我坐电梯到二楼下了电梯往哪边走
下了电梯往右走就是餐厅。
Now you try it. Find out where the dining room is. I'll give you your lines in English as they come up. May I ask, where's the dining room?
请问餐厅在哪里
在二楼
Oh, I take the elevator to the second floor.
我坐电梯到二楼
When I've gotten off the elevator, which way do I go?
下了电梯往哪边走
下了电梯往右走就是餐厅
Now, at another hotel in Taipei, a guest asks,
请问,你们这里有没有理发的地方?
有,从这里往左走,下楼梯就看见了。
Repeat the verb to cut hair.
理发,理发。
Repeat the phrase for a place to get a haircut.
理发的地方理发的地方
Repeat, is there a place to get a haircut here?
你们这里有没有理发的地方你们这里有没有理发的地方
Repeat, may I ask, is there a place to get a haircut here?
请问你们这里有没有理发的地方请问你们这里有没有理发的地方
Try asking the question yourself now. You'll get a reply. May I ask, is there a place to get a haircut here?
请问你们这里有没有理发的地方
有从这里往左走下楼梯就看见了
Again
请问你们这里有没有理发的地方
有从这里往左走下楼梯就看见了
Listen how the guest restates what he heard
我先从这里往左走然后下楼梯就看见了是不是
是的
Repeat First from here I go to the left
我先从这里往左走 我先从这里往左走。
Notice that the adverb 先, first, goes up front in the sentence before any prepositional verb phrases. Repeat again. First from here I go to the left.
我先从这里往左走。我先从这里往左走。
Now listen to the second sentence in the summary again.
然后下楼梯就看见了，是不是？
Repeat the verb to go down.
下。下。
Repeat the word for stairs.
楼梯。楼梯。
Repeat the verb which means to see.
看见。看见。
You may wonder how this verb actually differs from the verb 看, to look. Listen to this sentence which shows the difference.
我看了,可是没看见。
Repeat, I looked but didn't see.
我看了,可是没看见。我看了,可是没看见。
Now repeat, when I've gone down the stairs, then I'll see it.
下楼梯就看见了。下楼梯就看见了。
Take a look for a moment at the 了 marker in this sentence. It's used to indicate completed action, but an action which is to be completed in the future. Repeat again, when I've gone down the stairs, then I'll see it.
下楼梯就看见了。下楼梯就看见了。
Repeat, after that, when I've gone down the stairs, then I'll see it.
然后下楼梯就看见了。然后下楼梯就看见了。
Try saying it ahead of the speaker.
然后下楼梯就看见了。
Repeat each sentence of the summary now. First, from here I go to the left.
我先从这里往左走。我先从这里往左走。
After that, when I've gone down the stairs, then I'll see it. Is that it?
然后下楼梯就看见了，是不是？然后下楼梯就看见了，是不是？
Try saying each one ahead of the speaker. First, from here I go to the left.
我先从这里往左走。
After that,When I've gone down the stairs, then I'll see it. Is that it?
然后下楼梯就看见了，是不是？
Try saying the whole summary now. You'll get a reply. First, from here I go to the left. After that, when I've gone down the stairs, then I'll see it. Is that it?
我先从这里往左走，然后下楼梯就看见了，是不是？
是的。
Again.
我先从这里往左走，然后下楼梯就看见了，是不是？
是的。
Listen to the whole conversation again.
请问你们这里有没有礼法的地方？
有，从这里往左走，下楼梯就看见了。
我先从这里往左走，然后下楼梯就看见了，是不是？
是的。
Now you try it. Go up to the desk clerk in the hotel and ask if they have a place to get a haircut.
请问，你们这里有没有礼法的地方？
有，从这里往左走，下楼梯就看见了。
Now try summing up the directions. First, from here I go to the left. After that, when I've gone down the stairs, then I'll see it. Is that it?
我先从这里往左走，下楼梯就看见了，是不是？
是的。
Try the whole conversation again. First, ask if there's a place to get a haircut.
请问，你们这里有没有理发的地方？
有，从这里往左走，下楼梯就看见了。
Now, sum up the directions.First, from here I go to the left. After that, when I've gone down the stairs, then I'll see it. Is that it?
我先从这里往左走，下楼梯就看见了，是不是？
是的。
Here's a quick vocabulary review. What's the verb to get off or to go down?
下。
What's the word for stairs?
楼梯。
What's the word for elevator?
电梯。
What phrase can you use to express a place to get a haircut?
理发的地方。
What's the verb to look?
看。
What's the verb to see?
看见。
Here's another short conversation. An American is in a bookstore in Taipei. Listen.
几楼卖地图？
二楼。
怎么走？
往后一直走，上楼，右边就是卖地图的。
Repeat. On what floor do they sell maps?
几楼卖地图？几楼卖地图？
Notice that this sentence seems to mean what floor sells maps. You may be tempted to add tamen or other pronouns, but don't. This is an impersonal construction. And, as in other sentences with impersonal constructions, such as, 这里有报没有? Is there a newspaper here? The sentence begins with a place word, 几楼, what floor? Now, try asking the questions yourself. You'll get a reply. First ask,On what floor do they sell maps? Then ask how you go.
几楼卖地图？
二楼。
怎么走？
往后一直走，上楼，右边就是卖地图的。
Again.
几楼卖地图？
二楼。
怎么走？
往后一直走，上楼，右边就是卖地图的。
Listen as the customer restates the directions.
我往后一直走，上楼，左边就是，是不是？
不是，右边就是卖地图的。
Repeat the word for back or behind.
后。后。
The word 后。Back, like 左, left, 里, in, and others, can combine with the bound form 边, repeat the back or the back part.
后边后边
As you see, the word 后 and 后边 are similar in meaning, but not quite the same. So when do you use which?The word 后 is used to refer to the direction and therefore is usually used after 往, as in 往后走. The word 后边, on the other hand, refers to a place, as in 小学在那个大楼后边. The elementary school is in back of that building. Repeat. First, I go straight back.
我先往后一直走。我先往后一直走。
Repeat the verb to go up.
上上
Repeat the phrase, go upstairs.
上楼上楼
Repeat the word for left side.
左边左边
Repeat, I go upstairs and it's just on the left.
上楼左边就是上楼左边就是
Notice that the verb 是 is stressed here. Repeat, I go upstairs and it's just on the left. Is that it?
上楼左边就是是不是上楼左边就是是不是
Now repeat, first I go straight back.
我先往后一直走我先往后一直走
Now repeat,Then I go upstairs and it's just on the left, is that it?
上楼左边就是是不是上楼左边就是是不是
Try saying the whole sentence ahead of the speaker. First I go straight to the back, and then I go upstairs and it's just on the left, is that it?
我先往后一直走上楼左边就是是不是
Try it again. This time you'll get a reply. First I go straight back. Then I go upstairs and it's just on the left. Is that it?
我先往后一直走上楼左边就是是不是
不是右边就是卖地图的。
Again.
我先往后一直走上楼左边就是是不是
不是右边就是卖地图的。
Here's a quick vocabulary review. What's the verb to go down?
下
What's the verb to go up?
上
What's the word for back or behind?
后
What's the word for dining room?
餐厅
What's the phrase for a place to get a haircut?
理发的地方
Now listen to the last conversation on this tape. A customer in a restaurant asks,
洗手间在哪里？
在那里，往里走，在左边。
Repeat the word for washroom, literally wash hands room.
洗手间，洗手间。
Repeat, where's the washroom?
洗手间在哪里？洗手间在哪里？
Try saying it ahead of the speaker. Where's the washroom?
洗手间在哪里?
Try asking the question again. This time you'll get a reply. Where's the washroom?
洗手间在哪里?
在那里,往里走,在右边。
Again.
洗手间在哪里？
在那里，往里走，在右边。
Now let's review what was covered on this tape. Put the following sentences into Chinese. Number one. May I ask, where's the dining room?
请问，餐厅在哪里？
坐电梯到二楼，下了电梯往右走。就是餐厅。
Oh, I take the elevator to the second floor.
我坐电梯到二楼。
When I've gotten off the elevator, which way do I go?
下了电梯往哪边走？
下了电梯往右走，就是餐厅。
Number two. May I ask, is there a place to get a haircut here?
请问，你们这里有没有理发的地方？
有，从这里往左走，下楼梯就看见了。
First from here I go to the left.
我先从这里往左走。
After that, when I've gone downstairs, then I'll see it. Is that it?
然后下楼梯就看见了，是不是？
是的。
Number three. On what floor do they sell maps?
几楼卖地图？
二楼。
How do I go?
怎么走？
往后一直走。上楼梯，右边就是卖地图的。
First I go straight back. Then I go upstairs and it's just on the left. Is that it?
我先往后一直走，上楼，左边就是，是不是？
不是，右边就是卖地图的。
Number four. Where's the washroom?
洗手间在哪里？
在那里，往里走，在右边。
This is the end of the tape. End of Directions Module Unit 4, Production Tape 1.